News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, let's turn to the story that everyone in the GAA is talking about. Has the GAA overstepped the mark in pulling the rug from under Kildare's right to home advantage against Mayo in the football qualifier? Kildare saying basically they're going to tug out at St. Conlon's Park in Newbridge and not at Croke Park. A little earlier, we caught up with Fine Gael MEP. He's also a former president of the GAA, Sean Kelly, for his take on the saga.
I suppose being realistic, it's a catch-22 situation for the GAA. Even their season ticket holders wouldn't probably be able to get tickets for the match. I would see great need for about a 20,000 all-seater multi-purpose stadium because of their location and their strong support and their population and their love for sport and so forth. I think that probably the match would probably go ahead in Croke Park. I think that Keane O'Neill would want to focus on a great opportunity, I think, to beat Mayo, who have now lost two of their great star midfielders. So I think the focus could be on a great victory for Kildare, and I think that would be the most important thing now. Everything else should be really put aside for the moment.
Okay, that was Sean Kelly. By the way, I think there are plans to redevelop St. Conlon's Park to make it a 15,000 stadium, which I think is probably about right. But that doesn't solve the problem for this weekend. Nicky Brennan, former GAA president, this is a real mess, isn't it?
Well, it's unfortunate, Shane. I think, in fairness to the people who have to make these decisions, they're a collective group from around the country. They looked at the particular game in question and they found that there was likely to be between 15,000 and 20,000 at the game, and the capacity of St. Conlon's Park is just around 9,000. So they saw a major problem. They looked at it, I imagine. I'm only going on what I'm reading here now and hearing, that they looked at that and would have seen the possibility of a lot of people coming into Newbridge to attend the game without tickets, hoping they could get tickets at the ground or touts could get hold of tickets. And it was something that they weren't going to contemplate. There are fairly strict health and safety regulations here. And unfortunately, that is part and parcel now of major sporting occasions. It's a pity, but life has changed very much over years.
Okay, I kind of made a similar enough point to that at the start of the programme. We have been inundated with texts, not just from Kildare people saying, look, the rules were there. The first team out of the hat, it gets a home advantage. And okay, it's not ideal that there's only 9,000 tickets, but just make it all ticket. And, you know, some people will have to miss the game and that's it. That's life. Tough. You have to get on with it.
Yeah, but while what you're saying is correct, I think there's also a regulation before that, which comes before any of that, which is that the venue must be self-health and safety conscious. Yeah, you're right. Of course, the decision could have been made to have 9,000 tickets or 8,500, whatever the Slattery report says is the capacity of Conlon's Park, and leave it at that and live with the consequences. That's it. But, I mean, you're going to discommode an awful lot of people. Mayo have 4,500 season ticket holders. I'm sure Kildare have a couple of thousand as well. That would have taken up all the stands. Nobody would have been able to get into the stands. It would have caused a lot of issues on Saturday had the game been fixed for Newbridge. But having said all of that, I absolutely understand Kildare's annoyance. And you're quite right. There are developments ahead to renovate St. Conlon's Park. And that work can't happen soon enough, to be quite honest about it.
What about the Kildare team saying, you know, we're not going to play? We're going to line out St. Conlon's Park. I'm old enough to remember, was it the 87 or so when Dublin played extra time against Cork and Cork got the train home and Barney Rock, I think it was, kicked the ball into an empty net. Is that a realistic scenario for next weekend?
Well, obviously, if what we heard from what Kildare were saying yesterday to their manager transpires, well, that's obviously a possibility. But I would hope that wiser counsel would prevail. I think, interestingly here, my colleague Sean Kelly talking there earlier, I think there is a need for Kildare to focus on the game now.
It's a strange intervention from a manager. Like, surely a manager's view would be, we'll play the game where we're told to play it and I'll get the team right for that.
Well, I'd agree with you. Yeah, I'd agree with you. I think that's what they need to do. They've done very well to recover from a disappointment of a Leinster campaign, and I think it's a question of refocusing. They have good administrators in Kildare. They can fight the battle, and there's nothing wrong with that. It would be not surprising that they would make a very strong case and express annoyance at the venue not being used. But I think when Croke Park under the CCCC, and by the way, that's a group of people from around the country. It's not individuals in Croke Park. When they make those decisions, they don't make them lightly, and they don't go out of their way. I mean, decisions were made this year about Aucrum. Wicklow were hugely disappointed they didn't have Dublin. Waterford had to play their games away. And Kildare in 2012 in a qualifier game as well against Limerick, they had to move to Port Leash.
And we should say, they don't have the luxury of making these decisions in isolation. They have to think of public safety.
They absolutely have to do it. You know, I mean, I think it's a pity. Kildare could have opted to play the game maybe in Port Leash and accelerate the work that's taking place in Newbridge, get help from both Leinster Council and Croke Park, move that work, get it done in the next 6 to 9 months so that they could be make sure the same situation wouldn't happen next year. That's where the effort should be focusing right now.
Okay, Nicky, thanks for talking to us.